It is time to go beyond the playbook. Good morning to you, Matt Sabuda.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, Matt. Despite, of course, being eliminated from the playoffs, the Bills were able to improve their record to 7-8 yesterday. A lot of folks maybe didn't necessarily tune in to this game between the Bills and the Cowboys. So why don't you fill us into what went on?
Well, this was an ugly game all the way around, from the play on the field to the wet weather conditions. The Bills did beat the lowly Cowboys 16-6 yesterday to bring their record within one win of hitting the 500 mark. Overall, though, this game was characterized by a bend-but-don't-break theme on both sides. And what I mean is that both the Bills and the Cowboys managed to move the ball at times, but just couldn't manage to score points, which was attributable to a missed field goal, extra point, interceptions, and fumbles for both teams. In the end, though, the Bills had more talent despite fielding a number of backups and were able to come away with the win.
You know, on Friday, Matt, when you were previewing this game, you kind of went into what these games could mean for certain players moving forward. Did some of those players make an impression?
Yeah, always tough to say because of the meaningless nature of the game, but I have to say that there were some impressive standouts. I'll start with Tyrod Taylor. While he wasn't asked to do a lot with 18 pass attempts only, he did rush 14 times for an additional 67 yards, which did make him a standout today. And in fact, he even broke Doug Flutie's record yesterday to become the Bills' all-time single-season leader for rushing yards by a quarterback. It was another solid yet unspectacular game. Beyond Taylor, where did running back Mike Gillisley come from? Through four games, this guy has just 13 carries for a ridiculous 239 yards rushing and three touchdowns. I'll be surprised if he didn't write his ticket for serious consideration to be in the Bills' running back rotation next year alongside LeSean McCoy and Carlos Williams. Add in an 84-yard game for Sammy Watkins, who is now 89 yards away from a 1,000 yards receiving on the season. Overall, the youth on this team does look promising, and let's just hope the administration and coaching staff can bring the best out in them going forward.
Well, going forward, that unfortunately has to be the theme again this year as we wind down another year without making it into the playoffs for the Buffalo Bills. So what can we take away from the game in the larger context of things for the Bills?
Let's dispense with the unfortunate first. While the Bills have missed the playoffs for 16 straight years, many fans may not be aware that this is now the fifth straight year that Rex Ryan has missed the playoffs as a head coach, previous four with the New York Jets, of course. This season certainly didn't help his reputation, and yesterday was a mixed bag. While the scoreboard showed the Bills only yielding 6 points, it had as much to do with the Cowboys' ineptitude as it had to do with the Bills' play, and Mario Williams appeared to be playing his second-to-last game as a Bill, as his performance was uninspired, to say the least. Let's get to the bright side, though. Yesterday's 236 yards rushing made this the eighth best season for rushing yards in the Bills' 55-year history, and there's still one game left to go. And I do want to dive a little deeper into Tyrod Taylor's season and prospects. While I went over his stats yesterday, and he wasn't spectacular, he was really solid, and it reflected his season as a whole. And if I were to tell Bills fans before the season that Taylor would have a season on par with Russell Wilson's Super Bowl winning year and better than Colin Kaepernick's NFC Championship season, combined with one of the best rushing season in Bills history, I'm pretty certain that 10 out of 10 Bills fans would sign up for that kind of offense. And that's just what Taylor delivered this year. It should have been good enough for a playoff season, and even though it wasn't, should be enough to build on. I do have to echo the accurate sentiment that Taylor still does seem unable to hit those intermediate passes. It's either the long ball, a short pass, or a run, which is the primary reason I'd be okay with the Bills drafting a quarterback high in the draft, as it's the most important position in all of sports, in my view. But I also think Taylor is a promising prospect still and a key part of the offense that should be reason for optimism.
At the holidays, we appreciate optimistic thoughts, especially among Bills fans. As always, Matt Sabuda, thanks for going beyond the playbook.
Thank you, Jay.